Welcome to Monday morning. I'm just getting into the shower, and the Monday morning shower is an iconic place. It's a good place, isn't it, to voice the matters of the week ahead. Pull together also anything that's been hanging over that sleep had to deal with on Sunday night. Because while I was asleep on Sunday night, my unconscious was working on whatever I gave it to deal with overnight. I'm one of these people who believes that you kind of can give your unconscious a job to do. And in this particular case, I gave my unconscious a kind of a big job to do. I gave my unconscious let me just tell you what I gave my unconscious to do last night. Very late in the evening, I recorded two pieces of audio, poetry pieces, in order to give an American, A.J. Leon, something to listen to over in California. And I've already set myself up with having said that I'm going to read and share via Audioboo and via Google and any other way they can leak out into the outside world. I'm going to read 1,080 poems over the next 3 years. And that's a mad project for me, given my track record. The idea of sustaining 1,080 poems over a 3-year period, which is one a day, is one huge challenge for me. Now, it mightn't be for you, but for me it would be, because I can't just read any old poem. I have to pick a special one. So it's a complex business that demands, tenacity, longevity. It demands very stamina, and it demands a continuity of focus, and I suppose that is. And then I, in a moment of complete idiocy probably last night, I tweaked it a little bit, and I read the beginning of Leaves of Grass by Walt Whitman. And I won't bore you with what that's about at this stage at all, but just to tell you that it's a terribly long piece of verse, and a person's life worth, in a way. Life work. Did I say life worth? Interesting. But the point about it is that I committed myself last night to reading the whole of it, to doing audio. And I don't know anyone, any ordinary person who's actually recorded the whole of Leaves of Grass on audio. I mean, maybe some professional actors have, but no ordinary person that I know. Maybe it's been done loads of times, but that's irrelevant, because I've never done it, and it's a heck of a big thing for me to say I'm going to do. So that's what I gave my unconscious to deal with last night, I think, without actually saying a single word to my unconscious. How in bloody hell's name am I going to keep this up? Now, the good thing about it is, in order to keep up doing the 1,080 poetry podcasts and doing up, and in the middle of it recording, or part of it, recording Leaves of Grass as well. By the way, the whole of Leaves of Grass will fit into the 1,080 podcasts. But in order to do those two, I have to keep well. I have to keep my mental health up very well. And that means I have to look after myself terribly well. Because either then, or either that, or the idea of doing these 1,080 poems is going to become, a symptom of me getting unwell. So there's the dilemma, really. I have to, in order to do it, I have to keep well. And if I don't, anyway, you get the message. I get the message. My unconscious has a job to do. And where the hell is my shaver? Okay, look, That's Monday morning thought. Sustainable commitment to projects. Yeah, two sides to it. That's what I've got to do. Live my life with a view to sustainable stuff. Bye.